Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Leilui Nishmas Rav Chaim ben Elyo Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. In the end of Amud Aleph and beginning of Amud Beis, we have the drushas to teach us which animal is also Rebosa Becholov. Is it Behema Chaya Ve'oiv HaTorim? Is it only a Behema or it's a Behema V'chaya or different shittas? Now Leil and Daf Kuf Beis, regarding the history of Avram and Achai, we brought the discussion regarding an animal that was created al day Sefer Yetzirah. Is there a history of Avram and Achai by such an animal or not? Now, a similar discussion we have when we're speaking about the history of Basar B'Chalov. Is there a history of Basar B'Chalov in an animal that was created with Sefer Yetzirah? Meaning, use Sefer Yetzirah to create this animal. Is there a history of Basar B'Chalov? So the Malbim brings, in Bereishis Perikid Ches Pasuk Zayin, brings the name of Chazal, that when it says, El Boker Rots Avram, that the Boker ran away from Avram Avinu, so Avram Avinu created an animal from Sefer Yetzirah, and that's what he fed the Malachim. So explains the Malbim, that this Chazal is coming to explain how Avram Avinu fed the Malachim Basar B'Cholov. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'ikach Chemo V'Cholov, U'ben HaBoker Shasol Yifneim. And in another place, Chazal, is a tain on the Malachim, how did they eat Basar B'Cholov? But according to the Malbim, the Pshat is, because this animal was created by Sefer Yetzirah. So Yimele, there was no issue of Basar B'Cholov. Now in the Sefer Petach Hadas, Tzim Peizayin Ois Ayintes, he brings a right from the Medrash that says there was a Taino on the Malachim that they ate Basar B'Cholov. And he brings the name of the Yalkut Ruveni, that Avraham Avinu created this animal in Sefer Yetzirah. So he says, you see from here, that you can't eat basar b'cholov from an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah. Because if you could, what's the tain in the Malachim? So he says, when you really, what's created by Sefer Yetzirah, there's no basar b'cholov. But only if they're both created by Sefer Yetzirah. The basar and the cholov, the meat and the milk created by Sefer Yetzirah. But if the milk is regular milk, and the basar is an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah, and vice versa, if you have the milk created with Sefer Yetzirah and a meat that is regular meat, then you do have a Yisur Basar B'Cholov. Now, in the Sefer Cheshek Shloimo, on the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tzadik Ches, on the Shach Siv Koton Zayin, he says, no, an animal was created with Sefer Yetzirah doesn't have a din of Basar at all. It's not a Basar. It's not a Basar. It's not a meat. There's no din of Basar on an animal created with Sefer Yetzirah. And similarly, milk that's coming from an animal of Sefer Yetzirah is not milk. It's not milk at all. And with this, he explains that there's a question of the Tumim in the Sefer Kresi place. He asks that the Shaila is milk a problem of Avram and Achai or not? The discussion of the Gemara in Bukhairis. He says, why do you bring a rye from Avram Avinu that he fed the Malachim milk? So he says, very pashut, if it was an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah, the milk is not milk. So the Cheshek Shloimeh clearly learns, and that's the Mashmos of the Malbim, not like a Petach Hadas, but the meat or milk of an animal created in Sefer Yetzirah is not meat or milk at all. It's not that it's some meat, but you could combine it with its own milk. It's not considered to be not Basar, not Cholov. And that's the say that you don't have Din Basar B'Cholov, an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah. Now, the Achronim explain, what is really the reason you don't have Basar B'Cholov, an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah? That there is, in the Sefer Pseder Parshis, the Parshis Vayero, says based on the Mishnah in our daf, that your basic clearly says, that why you don't have a din in chicken to do Basar B'Cholov, because it says, B'chalev imoy, has to have milk of the mother. It has to have mother milk. There's no milk coming from the mother by a bird. Says that there is also an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah, there's no milk of the mother because it wasn't created from a mother. So there's no din basar b'cholov. That's the aderis. Rav Shternberg Shlita and the Meadim is Manim Chalek Dal Tzivin Shin Yutes. He brings the Gemara in our daf in the end of Amud Beis that says there has to be roy liyosem. Why milk of a zachar of a male is not milk? Because it's not roy to be a mother. So it has to be roy to be a mother. He says an animal created by Sefer Yetzirah cannot have children. So it's not roy liyosem. So there's no din milk on such an animal. And the Sefer Lahoy was Nason, Chalek Zayin Simon Yud Aleph. He says, Abshate is anything that's created with a day, something which is supernatural. The Torah did not speak about that. The Torah did not say the Issur Basar V'Cholov on something which is not created naturally. And this is the Mashmos of the Cheshek Shloimeh we mentioned before. It doesn't have it in Basar, it doesn't have it in Cholov, it's just a different creation. And if Ayin Le'elu, we spoke about Daf Kuf Beis, like Abi Hever Minachai, that we brought some of the first, we say the same idea, that there's no Hever Minachai, it's something which is not created naturally. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shehurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.